7, Os Chaf.
Yep.
So in a certain sense, we're going to make a Siyum tonight. Because you'll notice that after Os Chaf, he goes into Seder Hadracha V'Klalim, and he sort of summarizes some of the key principles of the Sefer, and he charges us with the task to learn the entire Sefer again, so we'll have to discuss. That's something we want to pursue.
101.
But at the very 101, exactly. At the very least, we should all kind of chazer it over. The Nodim La'atzmo at the very least, if not together, b'chabura. Okay, but let's be Messiah. So he writes in Os Chaf, Kol Tachliseinu, in case we weren't sure yet what the tachlis of our chabura was. Kol Tachliseinu, the entire purpose of our group. It's a beautiful. These first three lines are so beautiful. And it's so fitting. The timing of Pesach is so perfect for this. The whole purpose of our chabura is to transform ourselves from being as individuals and as a tibur, to go from being a ben shifcha, from being the son of a maid servant, to a ben melech. Now, if you're a ben shifcha or you're a ben melech, they both come with big responsibilities. If you're a ben shifcha, presumably you have a master. The same way your mother, the shifcha, has a master, you, as the child of that, born into slavery, so to speak, have to work as well. And if you're a ben melech, if you're a prince, there are obviously certain restrictions, certain expectations, that the prince, in a certain sense, is limited. But obviously, there's a world of difference between the ben shifcha, who has a deep sense of responsibility to his work, and the ben melech, who also has a deep sense of responsibility to his work. And he describes it as follows. The ben shifcha versus the ben melech, right? The hope is that we should transform ourselves from being a ben shifcha to a ben melech, v'niskari b'avod asinu, and to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our avoda. To go, he says, min achar harichayim el heichal melech v'kisei kavod. You have to work hard. Avodas Hashem is hard work. Avodas Hashem is undoubtedly hard work. The question is it hard work that leaves me feeling great? Or is it hard work that leaves me feeling enslaved? And Pesach is the perfect model for that. Because how ironic that the Yom Tov, that some people feel is the greatest slavery, is the most difficult Yom Tov. Obviously, if you pack up and go to a hotel, it's not such a... But a person who stays home and works hard, and is, you know, cleaning and scrubbing and kashering and negotiating counter space to somehow transition from the world of chametz to the world of chametz umatzah, and eventually to get to the night halayla zeh kula matzah, it's very difficult. So it's very ironic. This is man chirusenu. It's like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, charus al haluchos, al tikri charus al acherus. Torah sets me free. Torah puts all these restrictions upon me. But the answer is, a person who understands the privilege of that responsibility and the honor and the pride and the deep sense of accomplishment that comes from a person who works hard to serve Hashem doesn't feel that they're a slave, achar harichayim, behind the millstone, grinding away. Rather, to feel that what? That, yes, I have a lot of responsibility, but in the way of a prince, in the way of a ben melech, banam atem l'Hashem elokeichem. To go from achar harichayim, to go from behind the grinding stone, the millstone, el heichal ha-melech v'kisei ha-kavod. To walk into another room where there's a protocol. When I'm in the king's receiving room, when the king is sitting on his throne, of course there's a protocol in there, and there is a certain restrictions and limitations to how one behaves in that place. But no one would say that that's stifling, that it leaves a person feeling burdened or restricted. It's the greatest honor to walk lifnei, to come before the king. Thank you, say akavu. That's the greatest chus in the world. It's also a merit to say it differently. I love that line. It's such a beautiful line. Not just that we should serve Hashem, should be people who are check, 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 shachas check, mincha check, marav check, kosher food check, Shabbos check, taras neshbacha check, 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 right? Shenavodas Hashem. No, rather to become ovdei Hashem, to be transformed into what? To be a person who wears the badge, wears the title. Not just a person who has the outer trappings of one who serves Hashem, because he's doing the right things. But to be transformed as a human being, to be transformed into what? To be a true Eved Hashem, to be worthy of that title. It's not a small thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, earns the title Eved Hashem. And he's very proud of that. Say every Shabbos morning. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki eved ne'eman karasala. What is chus? To be called an eved ne'eman, a loyal, faithful, true servant. It's very interesting. You know, there's a passage that we say from the Zohar when we take out the Torah, Brich Shemei. So what's the Lashon, as it appears printed in the Zohar? It's the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel, if I'm not mistaken. What's the Lashon? How does it appear in our Siddurim? We say the following phrase. We say, Ana avda de kutcha brichu. Right? Ana avda de kutcha brichu. I am a servant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bold statement. I think I gotta earn that. It's not style. And there were certain tzaddikim. Shechter from YU brings in his one of his svarim, in his semi-biographical volumes of Torah on Rav Soloveitchik, he brings B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim and others, but they didn't want to say this line. Now, there's different reasons why they didn't want to say this line. But some tzaddikim and great Talmidei Chachamim didn't want to say this line because they felt, who am I to say that I'm an Eved of Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu earned the title. Yismach Moshe was so happy that after a lifetime of such diligent service, Moshe earned the title Eved Hashem. That's stam, I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm a servant of Hashem. Really? And when you did that Avera last night, we were also an Eved Hashem. So to say it, it's not such a simple thing. So the Biala Rebbe, one of the late Biala Rebbe's, the Chelkas Yoshua, has a siddur. There's a beautiful siddur that has all sorts of interesting tefillos in there and different changes. The Biala Rebbe made some very interesting changes to the davening. But he, when he used to say this, and if you look in the Biala Chelkas Yoshua siddur, it says what? The Lashon there is, on a bay lemeheve, avda dekutcha brichu. I want. On a boy lemeheve, I want to be an Eved Hashem. That much we can say. To have a ratzon to be an Eved Hashem, that for sure we can dive it over. But to say so boldly, Ana avda dekutcha brichu, I am an Eved Hashem. Now again, part of the reason we say it is because, you know, he'emanti ki adaber, right? Like we say in Hallel, he'emanti ki adaber. I believe it ki adaber because I talk about it. And if I talk constantly about wanting to be an Eved Hashem, hopefully, you know, that will actually generate a sense of truly becoming an Eved Hashem. If I don't dream about it, if I don't long for it, if I don't talk about it, then it's not gonna work. So that's why many of us don't have this change. We just say it, Ana avda dekutcha brichu. But realize it's a tefillah. Ana boil meheve avda dekutcha brichu. Yeah.
Yeah. Months ago, we talked about an ashrei. Hashem's close to those right. Who call them, to those who call them sincerely.
Right. So you have to say it and you have to mean it. Right, if you're saying it and you don't even want to say I am it, if I don't even want to be it, that's really not fair. Right. Now part of it, there's a great story.
It takes a while and they have to get there.
Right? But at least we're setting our, you know, putting our GPS in the direction of being an Eved Hashem. I once heard a great story, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. You know, this line is right, this is a famous, people like to sing this. Right? So the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva once said, or maybe someone asked him, why do we say ano avda dekutcha brichu? Right? I am a servant of Hashem. Why don't we say ano avda? Why don't we emphasize the avda part? So he said no. He said it's very good the way we sing it, because if you don't believe I that I can be someone great, you'll never be an Eved Hashem. So there is a little bit of a gaiva to kedusha. A holy, you know, gaiva here, that a Jew has to be able to say, I can do it. Because if I don't think I can do it, I'll never do it. I have to at least have a ratzon to do it. But again, it's not a small thing to be worthy of that title of Eved Hashem. So says the Piyazetz Rebbe, we don't want to spend our whole life just serving Hashem. We want to become worthy of the title, a servant of Hashem. Again, to wear the badge, so to speak, that says, I work for the king. And I work proudly for the king. And it's a responsibility, but I feel very empowered by that responsibility. Velo bilvad, he says, fourth line. Velo bilvad shenif'al b'kedusha. Again, he says the same idea, but he says it now using the emphasis on kedusha. It's not just enough to act with holiness. Rak shenaseh b'atzmenu kedoshim. But again, to be it, to be holy. It's one thing to learn Torah. It's another thing to become Torah. The Gemara has such a concept. The Gemara has a concept. Maseches Kedushin, it's on Daf Lamed Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, where the Gemara says, how do you know you're supposed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? If I stand up for the Torah, right? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm mixing up two things. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, there's a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Kedushin says the opposite. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin says, if you stand up for a person who learns Torah, the more so you stand up for the Torah itself. That's Kedushin. The Gemara in Makos goes a step further. Gemara in Makos says the opposite direction, which is what the Svarim talk about. The Gemara in Makos says that Rava said, "Kama tipsha ishar inchi, how foolish most people are. That what? They stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Gav Rabba. They don't stand up for a human being who's the living embodiment of the Sefer Torah. So which is it? Which is the Iker, which is the Tafel? In Kedushin, it sounds like what? It sounds like the person is good, but the Torah is the higher level. And in the Gemara and Makos, it sounds like, no, the Torah is good, but a living Torah, a human being who's the Sefer Torah is even better. So which is it? So there's a lot of different approaches to this question. One approach that we find in later Rishonim is that there's three levels. If you look carefully in the Gemara, you really can see it. It jumps out at you. The Gemara Kedushin says, if you stand up for a Lomdeha, for someone who learns it, so all the more so you stand up for the Torah. The Gemara Makos says, if you stand up for the Torah, then all the more so you stand up for a Gavra Rabba. So there's really three levels. There's Lomdeha, the person who learns Torah and has achieved even, you know, a modicum of success in Torah, is already worthy of being stood for. He's not as big as the Torah itself, so a level above him is the Torah. The highest level is the Gavra Rabba, the person who became mamish, the living embodiment of the Sefer Torah. There's a beautiful story, the Netziv from Volozhin, the Shiv from Volozhin one time. I think it was Simchas Torah. He was taking the Sefer Torah, he was dancing with the Sefer Torah, or maybe he was walking with the Sefer Torah to the Bima for Kriyas HaTorah, and all of a sudden his knee smacked into one of the benches, and the Netziv went tumbling, and the Sefer Torah flew out of his hands and landed on the floor. So the Tziv was sprawled out on the floor and the Torah was lying on the floor. And Rav Itzel of Elazner jumped up on the bima and he said, first pick up the Tziv. First pick up Hershleib. First pick up the human Sefer Torah. Then you pick up the Sefer Torah. That's the Gavra Rabba. So that's not a small thing. So of course, level one is we want to act with Kedusha. But the higher level is what? Kedoshim to you. Rakshanaset ba'atzmenu Kedoshim. To become it. Not just to be someone who does Avodas Hashem, but to be an Eved Hashem. The noun, not just the verb, right? Not just a nifal b'kedusha, but to be kedoshim. Yeah.
The Torah never says you have to stand up for the Torah.
Right.
You stand up.
Right. The Torah itself emphasizes, right?
You're gonna stand up for the Torah. How much more are you going to stand up?
Right. Right. For sure. And that's what we're striving for. And that's what the Pizza Survey says. That's the tachas of this whole group. Everything we've been learning about trying to think differently and to act differently, it's for the goal of not just having those bursts of inspiration here and there. It's for transforming our whole orientation on ourselves and on the world. That's what we've been learning in this whole Sefer. Lachain. Yachol kol ish lenasos es atzma b'zeh. So now we've come to the end of the Sefer. We have to take a bechina. Here's how we evaluate ourselves. That's what we were speaking about the last 2 weeks. How do we create a healthy balance of evaluating oneself and demanding of oneself, but being respectful of oneself, and not only saying I'm going to serve Hashem only in my loftiest moments, but not being satisfied with imperfect moments? How do I do an evaluation? After everything you do, yistakel bekirbo. Look inside yourself and make the following calculation. Hispalalti. I daven. I learned. V'chulu. I did anything in Avodah Hashem. I did chesed. Whatever it is that I did. Ha'im hineni margish bekirbi eizo ruach tahora. Do I feel a spirit of holiness? Do I feel transformed by it? Now, transformed doesn't mean that my whole life has been radically transformed now and forever. But tia afilu daka min adaka, says the Pizza Serbi. At least there should be a small something, a little something that happened, a little transformation that took place. Ha'im machshavosai. Is my ratzon, are my hargashos, ata, achar avodasi, mishunos ma'at, has it changed a little bit? Is the way that I think, the things that I desire, is the way that I feel, has it changed a little bit from the ratzon and the machshava, achar del dulei ba'olam, ufachazusav? Have I changed a little bit? Have I moved a little bit away from the silliness of this world and the things that this world tries to present as should capture my heart and capture my mind and capture my very mahus, my essence? Ha'im ani margish ata ga'guim lematzavi ha'kodem sh'ayisi beis tfilasi va'odasi? When I'm done davening, when I walk out of the shul, do I miss davening? When I'm done learning, do I miss learning? Do I feel, again, the words, do I feel ga'guim, do I feel a longing? Does my heart flutter a little bit when I close my eyes and think, ah, I davened mincha earlier today. Ah, that was great. That was a great moment. And I learned Torah, right? I listened to a shir on the train to work this morning. Wow, that was really great. I miss that feeling now that I'm not involved in that. So do I have gagun? Do I have longing? Does my heart flutter a little bit when I'm not, after I finish the tefillah, after I finish the avoda, do I wish I could still be there? Or Rachmana Litzlan, and by what Rav Soloveitchik said about American Jewry, that people don't want to daven, people want to have davened. Right? Lashon Avar. People want to have davened. People want to be in a state of having davened. Right? The worst feeling in the world. The worst feeling in the world is a person, after a really long day, you get into bed. Yeah? You get into bed, and you're about to fall asleep, and then all of a sudden you say, shoot, I forgot to daven Ma'ariv. Right? Now you shouldn't say shoot, you should say, ah, gevaldik, I can still da. I was just getting comfortable. My day was over and I was taking a little, you know, moment of cheshbon and nafesh. It was a pretty good day. I just realized I have one more awesome thing I got to do. I can get out of bed, get dressed again, and go downstairs and daven Ma'ariv. Ah, gevaldik, I didn't get to daven the minyan, but Baruch Hashem, I can still daven Ma'ariv. Or is it, right, now I have to get up, I have to daven. Yeah? So Rav Soloveitchik said, American Jews, most of us want to have davened. Want to be able to present that piece of paper to the Baruch Hashem. Look, I got all the, it's all checked off. But do I want to be in a state of davening? Do I feel like Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, the great Gon from Mir, right? The great Mashkiach from Mir. Do I feel like Rav Chatzkel used to say that every time I finish davening, I'm already hungry, I'm thirsting, and I'm hungry for my next tefillah? The way that a person who goes to their favorite restaurant, when they walk out, they're thinking, wow, you know, I can't wait till you know, next year for the anniversary, we're going to come back to our favorite restaurant again. Right? So how do I feel when I walk away from Avodas Hashem? Do I have gaguim? Do I long to be back in that state? Or am I happy? It's over, it's out of the way. Yaitze Zayin, and now let's go weiter in the things that I actually want to do. Hayam margish ani min ka'ev lev, al shenis rachakti min atara. Do I feel a little saddened over the fact that I'm no longer in that pristine moment, v'yofia elyon, that I caught a glimpse of earlier, b'shas tfilasi? Do I feel that I miss it? I wish I could, right? Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara in Brachos, halavai, that a person should mispal kol yom kulo. Halavai should be a constant state of davening. What did David Melech say about himself? David didn't say, I daven. David said, va'ani tfila. I am davening. My whole mahus is davening. I am tfila. Not I do tfila. Right? I am tfila. If es kol ze ataro v'sovel. Simen hu shavodascha v'tsuyehi lefnei ha'makom. So if you have all these things, if this is your state, then what? Then it's a good sign. And it's a good sign that your avoda is desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your body is being miskadesh b'avodascha, and your body is being elevated through your avoda. Ve'im lav. But if it's all a checklist, if it's all I was zocha, I was yoytze, and that's good enough, right? Zachiti to daven ma'ariv and shkoyach ad kan, then ta'isa b'chol madrigosecha chas Hashem. Then it could be that my whole avodas Hashem is just off. Something's off. If a Jew doesn't feel that he's getting something from his avodas Hashem, something is off. If he doesn't feel change, again, he says all it has to be is right, mishunot ma'at, a little bit of change in the way that I think, the way that I feel, in the things that I desire. Right? Not every tefillah is going to be radically transformative. But if my whole attitude, if my whole life I'm going to be that guy in the back of the shul who just wants davening to be over, then something is off. That's not what avodas Hashem is. Then I'm still behind the millstone and I feel like an eved and I don't feel like a ben. The whole night of the Seder is about becoming a ben. Centered around the banu. V'igadat levincha. It's about the father-son relationship. Right? V'kana ben shovel. Manishtana alay lezeh. The Dalit banu. Even the Rasha. But the Rasha is also a ben. He's called the ben. Right? He's called the ben. The whole night is about what? Is about restoring this concept of av and ben. I heard a beautiful shir from my rebbeim. He was talking about this inyan of av and ben. And of course, by the end of the night, we invite Eliyahu into our home. Eliyahu is gematria ben. Right, Eliyahu is the one who's the heishiv lev avos al banim. The whole inyan of reconnecting fathers and sons, which is what? Which is the inyan of what? Of feeling that Hashem is my father. Avinu shema shemayim. Of course, it's Avinu Malkeinu. Of course, there's an element of he's a melech and I'm an eved. Right, but there's also a major aspect, the greatest praise of us of Klal Yisrael Torahs, Parshas Re'ei, Perek Gedalet Pasuk Aleph, banim atem laHashem Elokeichem. To be a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We got it to levincha. Vigarta, right? The sinews of our body are called gidin. A gid means what? It's the part that establishes a connection. A gid is what ties the body together. So vigarta levincha means what? That the father and sons have to be deeply tied together, to enjoy each other's company. Not to feel the burden of, I have to do for you, you have to do for me, the father has so much he has to do for his son, the son feels, ugh. Keep it up, I have so many responsibilities to my father. Then no, that there should be a natural flow, that there should be a vihigarata. Like the gidim pumping whatever it needs to be pumped throughout the body. The whole system of everything working together. That's the Haggadah. That's Vigadah to Levincha. So therefore, says the Piyazetz Rebbe, so how do I feel when I finish any avoda that I do? And if I'm constantly the guy who just can't wait to say Shkoyach, Shkoyach at the end of Maariv, right, then something's off. That's not avodas Hashem. It's not what it's supposed to be. Aval gam oz al yipol lipcha. But he ends on a word of chizik. You have to misayim such a kuntras. You have to misayim on a positive note. But don't be depressed by that. Let's say you are that guy. Let's say I take stock, you know. Bodkinas hachametz lo aner. Yeah, I'm checking my chametz. I'm checking my yitzharas, and I'm seeing, you know what? I'm not really, according to the Pia Zetzner's assessment, I'm not doing so great. If you look in the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Mishpatim, so the Berditchever says, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever writes in Parshas Mishpatim, he says, again, same question. How do you know if you're doing well in Avodas Hashem? How do you check yourself? You don't get a report card, right? That'd be pretty cool. You get a report card in the mail a couple times a year from Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know? Tefillah, right? B plus? I didn't miss a single minion. Right? So Hashem says, no, you can do a little better, you know? Hashem gave you, you're not emotionally connected to it, so he gave you a B plus. So that'd be good. At least I know. But I have no clue how I'm doing. How do you know how you're doing? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever, he has it in Parshas Mishpatim. He says, if I feel fired up, if I feel that I'm getting something out of it, if my hargashos, if my machshavos, my ratzon is changing, exactly like the Pia Zetzner says here, if I feel something, I feel alive, then that's a sign that it's retsuyo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm constantly just feeling dead and it's just a bland checklist of responsibilities, then that's a simon that you're not doing well. But don't give up, he says. Don't become depressed, he says, if you find that you're not doing so well. Hatrufa lo paola. It's true the medicine is not working, but he says you should gird your loins. Right? Tie up your loins. But try again. Keep trying. Like we saw last week. If the medicine didn't work, so it doesn't mean you give up and you allow yourself to succumb to your illness. You try a stronger medicine. You try again. You take a heavier dosage. You take it more regularly. Right? If you have a big headache, the Advil didn't kick in, so maybe take a little more. Do something else. Right? Not, God forbid, to surrender. Okay, so that really, in a certain sense, Baruch Hashem, time for the Antum Pesach, we were Messiahim, so to speak, the primary text of the Sefer. And now he goes into what he says, Seder Hadracha Uklala. Kind of some of the almost like a checklist of key points, many of which we touched on throughout the Sefer, as he says here, some of them have already been included in that which we described above, but he says, let's just make sure that we walk out almost with a checklist for ourselves to be able to continue to live everything that he's taught us, not just to learn it, but to live it. Okay, look what he says. Devarenu el Aleph. Aleph, how many points does he have here? How many points? Quite a few points. I think there's a few weeks. He has 14 points, and then he has a couple smaller points. Okay, but he wants to make sure we get the klal, the big picture. So here's Seder Hadracha Uklal. Here's the guidance, the general guidance of this principle. Devarenu Eila Me'achar Shavarta Aleim Kvar. Everything that we've learned until now. Here's where he tells us Taschil Me'ata. Go back and read them anew. Now, why do I have to read them anew? Well, it could be I forgot everything we learned along the way. I can tell you for myself, there's certainly points of the Sefer that I remember better and parts that I don't. And there are parts that I'm working on living, and there's parts that I don't even remember what they were to even wake up in the morning and try to live them. Okay, so go back and read it again. But look what he says. We spent a lot of weeks learning the Sefer, right? We learned it as a theoretical, we hopefully applied some of it along the way. But we didn't know where it was going to go, right? But now we've been through it once. Now we got the kind of the overview of the Sefer. So he says, now read it. And this time when you read it, don't read it like an outsider reading a book. Right? Make it yours. Take bialus over it. Own it. Lo ka'adam shekore yumidaber machshavos rayonos v'chol haraftakaos ha'nefesh shel zulaso. Not like a person who is reading or speaking or thinking about ideas of the problems of the soul of another. Right? Where I read the Sefer and I say, oh, I know someone who this book would be really good for. So this would be a very helpful book. Remember, I once read a quote that someone, American comedian, once said, how wise are thy commandments, Lord? Each of them applies to somebody I know. Yeah, the Torah's got great ideas for my neighbor. Yeah? No? But you have to take it to heart. have to take it to heart. So now go back and read the Sefer, not like someone who's reading about someone else who's not so connected to God. To read it about yourself. To read it like a person who says, you know what, this book actually was about me. Now that I finished it, I can say, Animam b'muna shlema, the P.S.S. Rebbe, he wrote it a long time ago, but he was talking to me. Raka adam shekori es divrei atzmo. Read it as if you wrote it. Read it as if it's your own story, it's your own words. Look what he gives. Mashal eshnei b'nei adam sh'omrim tehillim. Imagine two fellows who are both reciting tehillim. Le'echad lo chasar kol tov. So one person's reading the broken words of David HaMelech, and he's sitting, right, with his feet up, you know, in his comfy mansion. And he's got millions of dollars in the bank account. And he's reading about David's struggles. Yeah? Vasheini tavua b'tzaras rachman al-tzan. The second one's mamash drowning in his misery, and there's all sorts of difficulties. So zeh kori rakas ha-dvarim shadibar David HaMelech. Gilu mesaper maisa shalya. So the first guy, he's reading a story about once upon a time, there was a king named David. He had a tough life. His own family members wanted to kill him. He suffered terribly. He was accused of not being a king, let alone being a Jew. Yeah. So he sits on the couch with his feet up and a nice cold glass of iced tea in his hand. Yeah, and he reads the story of King David. Okay. However, there's a second person. V'ameducha b'yisurim tzoik. Right? There's a second person who reads it. Oh, I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Right, mashal shnei bnei adam shomrim tehillim. Le'echad lo chasar kol tov. Right, the second one is drowning. Yeah, no, I didn't skip a line. The first one, zeh korei, this one's reading it what as the story of King David. V'hameducha b'yisurim tzoi. But the one who's living it, when he reads tehillim, perek samach tes, tovati b'yivein mitzula. I'm drowning in the mud. Right, that I am drowning in the mud is not I, King David. Once upon a time, was drowning in the mud. I'm drowning in the mud. He's living tehillim. Tzaka shal atzmo ki ilu David HaMelech nasan lo rak diburim bepiv lahotzi tzaka so milivo. It's as if David HaMelech gave me some words. David knows what I'm going through, right? David was my speechwriter. He wrote for me. Tfila la'ani kiyato. When he gets to Tehillim Kuf Beis, and he says tfila la'ani a tfila for the poor person when he feels faint, when he feels he can't go another day, he feels like he's about to collapse. The ani, right? Yatov, which means faint. Pashup Shad in the pasuk is also lashon of atifa, lesatef betzitzis, to be wrapped up. So he says, "Tfila ani." This is the prayer of the poor person. And ani doesn't only mean financially poor. Ani means, like the Gemara in the Nedarim says, "An ani bedas." Hashem, I don't know what I'm doing with myself. I feel like I'm collapsing. Ani misatef kula betfilaso betfilaso bo. The tefillah is wrapped around him, and he's wrapped around it. He's totally wrapped up in his tefillah. He's living the words of David HaMelech. Not just recounting. And again, it's so beautiful that we're learning this one. And I left the word before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because Chayav Adam Lira says, Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. When we sit at the Seder, we're not just talking about what happened to people long ago. We're telling our story. It has to be personal. So much it has to be personal that the Kaf HaChayim writes, you should tell the story of your own struggles at the Seder. I think it's such a beautiful minhag. To talk about the time you're driving on the highway, right? And all of a sudden your tire blew out, and your car swerved, and you just missed that huge tractor trailer. And Baruch Hashem, I'm alive to tell that story to my children and to my grandchildren. Right? That was a Mitzrayim for you. That was a dreadful moment in your life. Or maybe you had a particular Yetzihara. Maybe in your younger years I went through a particular difficulty, and now I feel that I've conquered. I used to be a very angry person, and now I worked on my anger, and I feel that I've conquered. And I want to tell my family, look how Hashem helped me to get out of that Meitzar, out of that constriction in my life. So to make it come to life, that's what the Seder is. Chayav Adam Liros as Atzma, or like the Ram, Laharos, to demonstrate and to live and to see himself. Ki'ilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. But the Ki'ilu is not so Ki'ilu, it's Mamish. The Yatzim Mitzrayim. Right? The Baal HaTanya writes, that Atta, the Ram also says, Atta, that right now I'm really living Mitzrayim. Whatever Mitzrayim I live in.
You said something in 2 weeks ago,
Right. Right. To believe that just like we got out, I'm going to get out again.
And also, that's just every generation.
Right. Right.
And ultimately, the tzar and the coming of the Mashiach. I think that's
yeah, it's amazing. And
nowhere says Shemashiach.
Right? I took you out of the past, I'm going to take you out again. And to live with that every day. Baal HaTanya writes in Perek Mem Zayin in Tanya. He quotes this Lashon. Chayav Adam Lira says Atzmo, and he says, Bechol Yom Vayom. This is not just a Pesach thing. This is a daily, on a daily basis. I turn to Hashem and I say, not just I'm reading David HaMelech's words because they're holy. I'm living David HaMelech's words. Kein gam bezeh. She'echad kori v'shona l'mashol hanal echidu ga'ishal atzmo. So again, she says, go back and read my Sefer again. Remember all the crazy and intense mashalim we had along the way? And it was new to us. It was all abstract. But now go back and try to live it. There were some very intense mashalim we learned along the way. He says, go back, right, like we spoke about earlier. Where he told us very early on in the Sefer the story of the fellow who felt that my life is wasting away. And we were reading it, we were watching it like a play on a stage. But now go back and ask yourself, to what degree am I in that? Am I that man? Am I the guy on the stage of this world? Lo me'ishzu laso shomea daigazu, right? Not like that comedian said that each of the mitzvahs applies to someone I know, but to live it. Rakhu margish atas daigas nafsho. Daigas shahaisa ne'elama bo arachshav. That which was concealed within him until now. He begins to express it and he allows himself to face his fears. It's an amazing thing. The fact that we're so obsessed with Mitzrayim shows a certain degree of mental, positive mental health. Because, you know, I heard a very well-known psychologist speaking recently, and he was saying how, you know, if a person goes through a trauma, that by normal standards, anyone would say is a very difficult situation. And the person says, you know, and he asked them, well, you know, what was that like? You're close to the person, you feel comfortable asking them, what was that like for you? It didn't affect me. So you have to be, right? A psychologist would tell you that's like a very dangerous answer. How could it not have affected you? You're a human being. Of course it affected you. Now if you say it affected me deeply, but here's how I dealt with it, that's very good. You're a much more resilient person. You're a stronger person from that struggle, from that suffering. Right? But the claim, it didn't affect you, that's very unhealthy. That means you're running away from it. The fact that kolamar b'lesaper b'yisias b'shayim reis b'shubach, the fact that I can go back mentally, emotionally into that place and be able to come out, maskel b'ginosim b'shayim b'shavach, to be able to go into that dark dungeon of Mitzrayim, to come out by the end of the Seder feeling connected to Hashem and in a healthy place, shows a certain ability to be in control of that. And an ability to face one's fears, and not to run away from the Mitzrayim, to be able to relive it. With the confidence that I'm not going to, God forbid, fall into a deep, dark depression or become overly paranoid. Right? That the Jewish people, God forbid, are once again going to end up in that way. I can go back into that, I can come back out of there. And that's the story of our lives. We're always, Zechir Sisias Mitzrayim is a daily mitzvah. Right? We're living it all the time. So to face our fears, to uncover those parts that were concealed until now. Ukesha'ata kori be'inyan, yazkir lo yom amisa, lo maisa'ata kori. When you read it, remember that very, very, probably the scariest mashal I think we saw in the whole Sefer, right? Where he describes the person who's trying to wake up some feeling, and he pictures himself, right? He pictures his own family members gathered around him at his own funeral. And again, we were very scared to immerse ourselves in that mashal because it's terrifying. But he says, don't go, now go back and read it. Don't just read it as a maisa. Try to really think about that. And ask yourself, you know, at the end of my life, have I done enough? Have I accomplished what I set out to accomplish? Do I have goals in life? Am I living the life that I want to live and that I can live and I should live? Right, how that individual is picturing this scene. Right, and now you go back and you think, wow, you know, that scene with so and so, and I feel rachmanis for my friend who was the dead guy in the scene. No. Go back and try to live it. It's scary. It's intense. One of the things the Piazetz Nerbi was very good at was painting those types of mashalim for us to really pull at our and tug at our heart, but it helps you to become an emotionally neshamadik person. Picture yourself. Any type of spiritual awakening, any type of fire that you feel burning in your heart, to whatever it is you can tap into it and let it become you. I think tonight's our 25th Chabura, 24th, 25th. You can't read the Sefer in one night. Now the truth is, As far as the words are concerned, well, it's 50 pages. I can read 50 pages in a night. I can run through it, right? They have it in English even. I can fly through this. He says, yeah, if you just want to read it, you can fly through it. But we've been working hard for a long time to try to internalize these ideas. And it's a roller coaster, he says. Right? As we've seen. It's not possible to feel bishiflus, simcha, shviras halev, v'aliyah v'pamachas. Pesach Rebbe knows he's taken us on a roller coaster. Really low moments, really happy moments, broken-hearted moments, elevated moments. You can't experience all those simultaneously. Right? You can't experience it in any type of real way, at least simultaneously. If you read it all at once, you're just reading a story. It's a narrative. You're not living it. You're just reading it. And therefore, learn the kuntra, she says, ma'at, ma'at. Make sure you say the words out loud. Try to tell the stories. Try to live it. And every month. And again, this sefer was written. He was asked, right? And on the title page, he was asked. Because Esther Rebbe was asked by people to put together, right? He says, he said, a bunch of young, inspired Jews came to me. And they asked me, do they want to form a group? And they want some guidance. What should they be talking about in their spiritual aspirations? To achieve the unification of heaven and earth, right? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, and that's what he wrote this book for. He didn't write it that, you know, to just read it and to put it back on the shelf. He wrote it for a chevra of Jews who were committed to what? To going through it and talking out the ideas and trying to really live the ideas month after month after month. The chazer over and chazer over again. Now again, as you get the ideas down, all the more so you have to slow it down, because you're not just reviewing the ideas to have the abstract knowledge. You're trying to practice it line by line, piece by piece. Okay? Let's just do 5 more minutes. Let's go O's base. Top of page 49. Please, as Rebbe says, take seriously what I wrote here. Right? Be zahir. Be diligent about everything that's recorded in this kuntras. And now what you learn, practice it, do it, live it, become it. Right? Do it on a daily basis, or at least every couple of days. If it's too much at first, so do it once a week. Once a week, have a conversation with Hashem. Like one of the things that we spoke about earlier. Once a week, try to tap into something emotional. Once a week, don't be afraid to engage a Yetzer Hara and to confront it. To the point that, again, it becomes a part of who you are. If it doesn't happen all at once, don't be depressed by that. No one's asking you to finish the whole thing at once. You can't become an elevated person, right? Overnight. It just doesn't work like that. Avodas Hashem is a ladder that has to be slowly climbed. Gimel. Kishiyazar Hashem lecha v'yal lecha zmanim kedoshim sholas rakshus afislavus v'shtapchus hanefesh. When you have those elevated moments, like we've learned throughout the Sefer, yeah, and words start to spill out. Don't just take my words seriously, like I told you in Oz Beis. Take your own words seriously. The words that spill out of you in those intense moments could go in Yiddish, like those Yiddish passages that we had earlier in the Sefer. Whatever spills out of your mouth at those moments, when you have an elevated moment and you talk sincerely to Hashem, and then, you know, a couple hours later, after getting back to your job, right, you feel like, oh, what a joke. You know, that conversation I had. Right, that 2-minute conversation I had with Hashem this afternoon. Come on, who was I kidding? Right, no, take yourself seriously. Ta'arich v'tokir osam. Appreciate, value the words that you yourself said. If a person, again, one of the things that we learned last week is that when a person has an elevated experience or an opening to get close to Hashem, don't be so critical with yourself. Don't be so demanding. It's not good enough. It's not 100% lishma, so why bother? Mitoch shalo lishma ba lishma. It's a klal and shas. Uvechot pam. And any time that you want, la'or es asmecha, mitir damascha, to wake yourself up from your sleepy state, to davar sedibura me'ela, say these words, believe in the power of these words, v'techanein bahem es Hashem, and supplicate before Hashem, petition Hashem with these words. Ki diburim elu nitzutze nafshachahem. Right? Take your own words. Take my words and take your own words. Remember that line? Remember you said that line to Hashem the other week and you really felt like, wow, that was, I really captured what I wanted to say. So now I'm not feeling it. So say it again. Force yourself to say those words. Why? Because we met, look at beautiful poetic lashon again, as he's wont to do. Mimena nechsevu, from you it's been carved out, uvitzuros elu nizraku, right? And it's been thrown out with that surah, with that form, it's emerged from you. So if it came from within you, don't question it. Don't question it in a cynical way. Believe in it, and allow it to be. Okay. Last paragraph for tonight. Let's just do Dalit and then we'll stop. B'tfilascha tamod b'makom echad. When you're davening, find yourself a good place to daven. Eitzel akir o b'sigir aseinayim. Try to be where you are during davening. Both physically, find a place. Maybe stand by a wall where you won't get distracted. Or close your eyes. But again, try to reel in your emotions. That's what the Sefer is about. B'tispala b'kol. Daven b'kol ram. Lo rak litzok b'lo shum kavan. Not just to scream. Not just to daven loud for the sake of loud. Rak b'kavanu v'tikva, shal yidei zeh tis'or nafshecha mitar demasa. Right? But rather to raise your voice in order to what? To wake yourself up in the morning when you're half asleep during davening. V'tiskala mimachvo'eha, to what? To uncover and to emerge from its hiding place. Let's say it's the kras malka, v'kona ha'omid lenegda. In order to, again, to approach melech malchei ha'mlachim and to stand before him, to know before whom I stand. Tizar ma'od l'chavein parasamilos. If you don't know what you're saying, it's very hard to get emotionally attached to it. Learn the words. Aval yesho fanim b'kavanas parasamilos. But there's different understandings of what live the words and learn the words mean. Yesh mi shirak mitargim l'machshava. Some people think it's enough. If I translate the words, that's enough. That's not living the words. The words are still dead. If you're just thinking a literal translation. L'mashal. Halelu as Hashem. Right? So you think, okay, halelu, that means to praise. As Hashem, that means God. Min Hashamayim, that means the angels in the heavens. V'chulu. V'kavana shaper shamilus zo. Lo te'orer osa mu'uma. It's all very abstract. Praise Hashem. The angels should praise Hashem. Shkoyach. So he says, what do I mean by per shamilus? What do I really mean by understanding the words? Tzricha lios shekeshu omer ha'aluas Hashem. When I say ha'aluas Hashem, I'm not talking to something I've never seen. Talk to things that you've seen. It might seem funny to tell a tree what it should be doing or what it should be feeling. It might feel a little strange saying to an ocean wave what it should be doing, what it should be feeling. But you are the pinnacle of creation. Man is the highest madrig of the Bria. Right? Hashem created man last. He was building up the world, getting to that, to his greatest work of art, man. Yeah? So now, you, man, you're in charge here. Take charge of the world. Tell the world to serve Hashem. You know how powerful that imagery can be. Halelu es Hashem, yechavin chumet daber ate al olam. Speak to the world. Umitzavo salahal es Hashem. Say to the world, you praise Hashem. Right? Who am I? Who hakaretz michomer? I'm just flesh and blood. Who am I to command the world? Kevin she yisraelu sar ha olam ho. You're a prince. You're a ben melech. Not just any melech. Melech malchei ha'mlachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. Command the world. Don't just say, oh, angels praise Hashem. Right? Not as a statement of fact, the angels praise Hashem. Say to the angels, I, Basar Vadam, human being of flesh and blood, command you to serve Hashem. Blades of grass, come on, wake up and serve Hashem. Min malachi mala, all the way down to the grass beneath your feet. Lemor lehem, to say to them, Ha'alu as Hashem in Hashemayim. V'ha'alu kol kol chveor. To turn to every star in the galaxy. Trillions of stars. To each and every one of you, I command you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kol kavanos perash hamilos v'chulu. And that's the essence of what it means to understand, not just to translate literally, but to understand the power and to feel empowered and to feel a sense of ownership over the words. And then you'll be able to pass the Kedushas Levi's test. You'll be a person who's fired up. And if you're fired up, it's a sign that you're doing a good job. If you want to daven, and not just daven, if you want to be an Oved Hashem, right, an Eved Hashem, not just someone who happens to serve Hashem, if you want to be someone who is a fulfillment of Kedushim to you, and not just someone who acts with Kedusha, so these are some of the techniques that we can use to get there. All right, we have the Seder night to practice. The Seder night will give us, and the Seder night we become it. We don't just recall it, we become it. We should be zochet to become it.